morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Are we warm?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little heat wave going on, huh? Gentlemen, kind of for our New Year's study, we've launched a reading of Brennan Manning's book, The Ragamuffin Gospels, a yearly tradition here at the Lenawee County Mission because of its impact upon the grace of God. And we kind of identify ourselves as being ragamuffins, those which Brennan would say our cheese is falling off our cracker, those who realize that we're hurting and we're in desperate need of a God who reaches down to us and says, I love you anyways. It's apropos to our current conditions, and it's a pretty powerful writing that helps express the immeasurable love of God to us. But last week, when we were on Word Made Flesh, we spoke a little bit about Jesus' mission on really expressing this immeasurable love to everyone. Right? Do you recall that?
Yeah.
We looked at Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, beginning at verse 16, and we talked about how Jesus is asked to read. He stands up. He's handed the scroll of Isaiah. He finds, which means he searches out, he finds Isaiah 61, and he starts reading that, which says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, to set the captive free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Those type of things, right? We talked about that. We emphasized last week that it was about God, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of God is upon me. This is what God is doing. Brennan's book, The Ragamuffin Gospel, is going to parallel that. He's going to accentuate that this is about God and God's love that liberates us, that empowers us, that does set us free. Well, I want to link the two of those on this week's segment of Word Made Flesh between what Jesus says in Luke 4 and how we understand or grab maybe a deeper understanding of what Brennan's trying to express on the grace of God. So to begin, rather than have a scripture reading this week, I want to read the preface that Brennan speaks about the Ragamuffin Gospel. So from page 13 and 14 of Brennan's book, Brennan writes, "The Ragamuffin Gospel was written with a specific reading audience in mind. This book is not for the super spiritual. It is not for muscular Christians who have made John Wayne and not Jesus their hero. It is not for academics who would imprison Jesus in the ivory tower of exegesis. It is not for the noisy, feel-good folk who manipulate Christianity into a naked appeal to emotion. It is not for hooded mystics who want magic in their religion. It is not for alleluia Christians who live only on the mountaintop and have never visited the valley of desolation. It is not for the fearless and the tearless. It is not for red-hot zealots who boast with the rich young ruler of the Gospels, all these commandments I have kept from my youth. It is not for the complacent who hoist over their shoulders a tote bag of honors, diplomas, and good works, actually believing they have made it. It is not for legalists who would rather surrender control of their souls to rules than run the risk of living in union with Jesus. If anyone is still reading along, the Ragamuffin Gospel was written for the bedraggled, the beat up, and the burnt out. It is for the sorely burdened who are still shifting the heavy suitcase from one hand to the other. It is for the wobbly and weak-kneed who know they don't have it all together and are too proud to accept the handout of amazing grace. It is for the inconsistent, unsteady disciples whose cheese is falling off their cracker. It is for the poor, weak, sinful men and women with hereditary faults and limited talents. It is for the earthen vessels who shuffle along on feet of clay. It is for the bent and the bruised who feel that their lives are a grave disappointment to God. It is for smart people who know they are stupid, and honest disciples who admit they are scalawags. The Ragamuffin Gospel is a book I wrote for myself and anyone who has grown weary and discouraged along the way." Well, gentlemen, having heard that, any initial response? Do you see yourself as a ragamuffin? If so, how does Jesus' words in Luke 4 apply to your life? How do you find good news in that?
Well, if I can paint like
visual picture in my head. I probably consider myself cloaked in fear, cloaked in my addiction. People surrounding me, pointing at me, telling me I'm never going to make it, I'm never going to amount to anything. Here you are, an addict. Here you'll stay an addict. You'll never achieve anything. And like I just by reading that, being the bedraggled, I see Jesus cutting through that crowd, through my darkness, and extending his hand and inviting me to partake in this love, a change, to be a better man. Because initially, that's what I was looking for, but I wasn't getting help from anybody, really, throughout my life, through friends, nobody. And he didn't care that I was an addict. All he cared about was me as a human being, his love that he had for me. And by him extending his hand was an invitation to invite me to a different world, you know, that I didn't have to stay an addict. And he loved me even though I was an addict. He loved me even though I was doing these horrible things in my life. You know, he still loved me as I was. You know, he bid me come change. You know, I'll help you if you just trust in me. And so that's what I'm trying to, you know, involve. And trying to live in a world that, you know, tends to reject him and think he's just about these rules and these laws, and, you know, and they dismiss the love, the grace that he has for us. And, you know, that's what I've encountered, you know, through the grace and love of Jesus through his ministry.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
For me, I think my bondage was guilt, shame, and failure. And moreover, the repeatedness of it in my life, you know. So I think the bondage that I get free from with accepting that I am a ragamuffin and that, you know, whatever I do, I'm accepted as I am and who I am. And it's freeing in the fact that I don't have to do anything by a system of weights and measures anymore. You know, I don't have to, you know, try and balance, you know, the good that I've done by the bad that I've done, you know. Because every time I've done that, I failed. I mean, it's ever, you know, inevitable that I failed. And so for me, you know, just being freed by the security of being that ragamuffin, being inconsistent in my ways, you know, and even though I'm still a disciple, you know, I can be inconsistent. You know, I can, you know, it also says, you know, having disappointment. I can still, you know, be a disappointment, but, you know, in those disappointments, I can still find hope because I am ontologically to be what I am to be, and that's exactly what God made me. When I missed the point before, you know, of Jesus, his words being a measurement or a tool of just gauging, you know, how good of a Christian I am, I think where now I believe that I can actually use his words to me and personally understanding how he loves me and how I can be a free disciple in his word.
Okay, so if I understand what you're saying, let's put it in terms like this. So the Ten Commandments, one of those, which the first four is about loving God, the last six are really about loving neighbor, which Jesus kind of summarizes. This is how you fulfill the law. Love God, love neighbor. We've kind of studied that. Well, part of that love neighbor says, thou shalt not steal. All right, in a room full of homeless addicts, anybody in here stolen anything?
Yes.
Well, then it would seem like we've broken the law. We've disappointed God. Therefore, all this shame and guilt kind of comes upon us, and we don't feel that we're loved. And if we want to love, then we need to stop stealing. Now, God, I'm not stealing, so therefore God can love me. Is that right, Justin?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yes, sir.
Whereas Jesus kind of shows up, and Brennan's talking about, well, God doesn't really approve of stealing, the behavior, but yet somehow or another, God still loves you. And that's transformative, right? And that's precisely what Brennan's trying to share with us, that this is, right, the immeasurable grace of God that Jesus announces. How about some of the others? How has that impacted you?
Well, I was always conditioned to believe nothing's free. And if there's something you want, you work for it. And if you're not getting it, then you're not working hard enough. When I think about it, it goes all the way back to when, you know, I was real young, and I wanted that affection from my folks, from my dad especially, and, you know, he taught me how to work hard, but, you know, at that time, that's not what I was looking for. So now, at 53 years old, you know, I still have a hard time with the concept that, you know, working harder at receiving God's love is not possible, that it's just a free gift. You know,
yeah.
And try to perform into being a better Christian try to study into being a better Christian and to show God, look what I'm doing, you know, is this enough? You know, I'm coming to find that, you know, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's an excellent insight. I mean, for the rest of you, does that parallel what Dan had to say? Does that parallel maybe some of your own life experience? You know, did you, when you were growing up, were you trying to perform so that Daddy would love you more? Or that the, you know, you could even think of it in athletic terms. If I want to put on the hat of Paul, right? You know, you play some baseball. You know, if I perform harder at baseball, the coach will notice. If I work harder on the assembly line, my foreman's going to notice. If you're in the military, you know, if I really go the extra mile, so to speak, you know, my sergeant's going to notice. How many times are we really performance driven? If I pray an extra 5 minutes today, God will notice. Aren't we really performance driven because we are yearning for love?
Yeah.
And isn't it pretty powerful and liberating when we hear people like Brennan and Jesus' announcement of his mission to say, you don't necessarily need to do that. Love you anyway. How does that impact your life?
I think I'm finding out by my giving and my loving others and how they receive it and how I want them to receive it, when I extend that love, I want them to just accept it unconditionally. I don't want them to feel like there's conditions on it. You know, it's genuine. It's just from me to you. This is a gift. I want to do this, you know, and not for gain, you know, just because it's the right thing to do. And through doing that, it helps me be a recipient of the same, not just from others, but from God. You know, it helps me comprehend how that works.
I would say, for myself personally, a lot of in the past, before I came to believe that God loved me for who I am, for who He created me, my identity was in my mistakes. And if I could just change my mistakes, make amends for them.
Right.
Like just this morning, and I was kind of, you know, falling back in it because I make mistakes.
Yeah.
And I got a text this morning about my identities in Christ, not my mistakes. And I believe that today, that whether I make mistakes or not, because I'm going to, God's still going to love me.
Yeah, and we know as we go through, you know, Lanaway County Mission, particularly those of you in the Life Change Program, as we go through this, there are always going to be those old friends that we used to engage in some even criminal activity, addictive behaviors with, that are going to remind us of how they remember us back then. Right? And there's going to come a point where we're going to say, but that's not who I am today.
No, my identity is in Christ.
Yes.
Today.
Yeah, and there are, it's going to be family members. It's going to be our old party buddies, all these type of people. They're going to want to try and hold us back to how they are describing our identity. And what Brennan's trying to get across and what Jesus announced and lived is that you have an identity, and your identity is a beloved child of God. And we have to get that deep down inside of us. Right? Despite all of our mistakes, you know, despite being disappointing fathers to our children, despite being disappointing employees to our employers, despite being disappointed sons to our mothers and fathers, disappointing husbands to our spouses, we've had some disappointments. We've had some failures. And we've encountered people who say, well, you need to keep the rules. Right? You need to change your mistakes. And then you'll be loved. It's pretty powerful when we start realizing, like, well, no, I am loved. I am loved. Embracing that grace, right, is what transforms our lives to where we do become, right, better men. Not in a sense of trying to perform in order to earn the love, but as a response to embracing the grace of God's love.
It just becomes what you desire to do once you encounter that love. Mm-hmm. Your desire just to pass that love on.
Yeah.
It kind of changes in your heart, you know, with knowing how it just happened.
Yeah, and that's really the biblical understanding of what we like to call conversion. In here we call it transformation. Metanoia is the Greek word. It's repentance and conversion. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.